Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his kind Ahl and family and companions. The scholars of Islam said that the judgment of the mind is categorized into three kinds. So let it be clear and known that the judgments of the mind are into three kinds: the intellectual necessity, the intellectual impossibility, and the intellectual possibility. Understanding the judgments of the mind can be a easy way for the person to understand the necessity of believing in the existence of a creator for this world. And we shall mention the general proof that this world has a creator, and that creator is attributed with attributes of perfection and is clear of any imperfection and does not need anything and does not resemble his creations in any way. Now, the intellectual necessity refers to what the mind does not conceive as non-existing. The mind does not accept its non-existence. For example, Allah, the Creator, God, is the one whose existence is intellectually necessary. The mind says there must be a God, because the mind does not accept God's non-existence. The mind does not accept that God does not exist. Non-existence does not apply to the self of Allah. Also, the attributes of Allah are intellectually necessary, because if the mind does not accept the fact that a book must have a writer and that a building must have a builder, the mind says that this is necessary for the book to have a writer and for the building to have a builder in a natural feeling. So how about this universe, this world? It must have a creator, and that creator is most powerful, most knowledgeable, and does not need anything. So the intellectual necessity refers to what the mind does not conceive as non-existing. So the mind says this cannot cease to exist. As for the intellectual impossibility, this refers to what the mind does not conceive as existing. The mind does not accept that this thing exists. For example, the existence of a partner with Allah is an intellectual impossibility. The mind says that cannot be, because such a thing cannot exist as a reality. The mind does not conceive its existence, because God is attributed with attributes of perfection. He does not need any of his creations. And had he had a partner, he would be in need and he would have similitudes. God does not resemble the creations, does not need anything, and he is the most powerful. So it is intellectually impossible to have a partner to God. And the intellectual possibility refers to what the mind conceives existing at one time and non-existing at another time, such as this universe and its contents. Among what we can see and what we cannot see is an intellectual possibility, because it really didn't exist at one point of time and God created it at another point of time. So it is possible for it to exist and not to exist. It is so because the mind conceives its existence after a state of non-existence. This is the state of the entire universe. For example, Allah made the human being exist after having been non-existent, and then this human being shall be annihilated, which means the annihilation of the human is by complete death, which is defined as the soul completely departing the body. the souls are not annihilated and some bodies do not decay in the soil. This is by the will of God. But for the that change that happens to the human existing after non-existence, that is a intellectual possibility. This is why the human being's existence is among the intellectual possibilities. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, which means Allah has attributes that do not resemble the attributes of others, because Allah is not like the creations. He exists without a beginning. We exist with a beginning. He has a life without a soul or body. We have a life with a soul or and body. So Allah is not like the creations. So it is obligatory to believe the attributes of Allah are confirmed to him. He is attributed with them. He who negates them is called an atheist. So the one who does not believe in the existence of Allah, God, that is the one who negates Allah's attributes or negates Allah's existence, is called an atheist, the person who says God does not exist, and that person does not, if he died on that belief, denying the existence of God, will never get to paradise if he was accountable, because he rejected the belief in God. And that is why every accountable person who is sane, pubescent, and heard the call of Islam, if he or she were not Muslims, they are obligated to embrace the religion of Islam by believing in the heart and uttering with the tongue that no one deserves to be worshipped except God, Allah. No one is God except Allah. And to utter, to say, Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah. By saying that with the intention to embrace Islam, one becomes a Muslim. And one has to leave all the blasphemy, of course, and has to believe in all the prophets of God, beginning with Adam, going through Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad as prophets and messengers, and believing in the attributes of God, that he does not need any of the creations. And among these attributes are 13 attributes that were mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith sayings of the scholar of the prophet. And the scholars by this established in a consensus or ijma that every accountable person must learn those 13 attributes of Allah, and they are the following. Allah is attributed with existence. He exists without a beginning, without a place. Allah is attributed with oneness. He is one without a partner. Allah is attributed with eternity. Allah has no ending. And everlastingness. Allah has no ending and no beginning to his existence. And Allah is attributed with non-neediness of others. He does not need any of the creations. God does not need a place. God does not need any of the worlds. Non-resemblance to the creations. Allah does not resemble the creations in any way. He is not like the creations. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it, because whatever we imagine is created. Our mind is created, and so whatever it imagines, it will be created. God is not created, so he cannot be imagined in the mind. God is attributed with power, al-qudra. It means Allah has the power to do anything he wills. And God is attributed with will. Allah has the power to do whatever he wills. And knowledge. Knowledge of Allah does not increase or decrease. Allah knows about all things. And Allah is attributed with life. And as we said, his life is without a body or soul. He is not a volume. He does not occupy a place, nor is he in any of the directions. Allah is attributed with hearing and sight, and the hearing and sight of Allah is without an instrument, without an eye or ear or any instrument. And Allah is attributed with speech, and the speech of Allah is not a letter or sound or language, because Allah said وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, which means Allah cannot be attributed with the attributes of the creations. Allah has attributes that do not resemble the attributes of others. And Allah said لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, absolutely nothing resembles Allah in any way. This is the belief of the Muslims, and by using the judgment of the minds, the three kinds that we mentioned, one can determine that this world must have a creator who is the most powerful, who does not need any of the creations, and whom exists without a beginning and without an end and without a place. We ask God to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah knows best.